The Light of Truth by Janet Thomas, Church Magazines. The Christmas season is filled with symbols of brightness and hope, for a good reason. Each year, as Christmas approaches, all around us seems filled with light. Christmas lights, candles, lanterns, luminaries. Light in all its forms seems the perfect representation of Christ and a way to celebrate His birth. The Scriptures are full of references to Jesus Christ, our Savior, as the light of the world. Light represents the truth of the gospel, especially the great truth that our Lord and Savior atoned for us and is the centerpiece of our spiritual lives. As the Savior appeared in a marvelous scene to those living in the new world, He said, "And behold, I am the light and the life of the world, and I have drunk out of that bitter cup which the Father hath given me, and have glorified the Father in taking upon me the sins of the world, in the which I have suffered the will of the Father in all things from the beginning." 3 Nephi 11:11. In these quotes and scriptures, prophets, artists, and photographers have tried to put into their works and words the essential things we need to know about the Savior at this time of the year and always. We honor the birth of our King, our Savior Jesus Christ, the one who lights the way. As Christ declared to His disciples, "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." John 12:46. Sidebars. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Luke 11:36. Temple Square in Salt Lake City is known throughout the world. It is particularly attractive at Christmas time, with its thousands of twinkling lights, traditional nativity scene, carolers singing those songs so dear to us all, and, of course, the lighted statue of the Christus, which seems to say to the world, "The spirit of Christmas is indeed the Christ spirit." Thomas S. Monson, In Search of the Christmas Spirit, Ensign, December 1987, page 3. Now, what a wonderful season this is, this Christmas season. All of the Christian world, while not understanding the things that we understand, pauses for a moment and remembers with gratitude the birth of the Son of God. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Season for Gratitude, Ensign, December 1997, page 2. "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John 8:12. "And the light which shineth, which giveth you light, is through him who enlighteneth your eyes, which is the same light that quickeneth your understandings, which light proceedeth forth from the presence of God to fill the immensity of space. The light which is in all things, which giveth life to all things, which is the law by which all things are governed, even the power of God, who sitteth upon his throne, who is in the bosom of eternity, who is in the midst of all things." Doctrine and Covenants, section 88:11-13. End of sidebars. End of the article, The Light of Truth, by Janet Thomas, Church Magazines.